But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. If someone strikes you on one cheek, turn to him the other also. If someone takes your cloak, do not stop him from taking your tunic. Give to everyone who asks you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as the world had them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who hate to love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful.
Pray with me. Lord, we come to you knowing that everything that we have comes from you. Lord, we also thank you for all the many blessings that you give us. We're thankful for forgiveness of our sins and Son you sent to die for those sins. Lord, we ask that you be with our elders here at our church. We ask that you give them strength and knowledge that they need to guide our church. We also ask that you continue to be with Mike and his family as they labor here. We also continue to ask that you be with those that make the laws of our country. We ask that you be with them, hopefully, that guide them to look for you in when they go to make decisions that affect us all. We ask that you be with those that fight for our freedoms every day. Lord, we have many that are sick and that suffer here at our church. We ask that you continue to be with them and help to give them their strength back so they may return to us one day. Lord, we ask that you be with us until we return again. We say all these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Change my song again. I don't want to bomb again. So let's do let's mark our books at 329. That'll be our invitation song tonight, 329. When Brother Biker offers invitation, 329. And then before the lesson, let's sing number 359. 359. 359.
I heard an old story, how Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning. Then I
I want to thank everyone for coming out tonight to learn another portion of God's Word. And the lesson that we have tonight I want to talk about is titled, Love Your Enemies. And one of the more challenging commands that was given by Jesus is to love our enemies. It was given in His Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5:43-44. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Also, it was commanded in Luke 6:27-28 and verse 35. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be the sons of the Most High, for He Himself is kind to ungrateful and evil men. So when taken to heart and applied properly, loving your enemies can bless and transform your own life and truly make this world a better place. And let's examine Jesus' command to love your enemies more closely by first asking, who is your enemy? Anyone who curses you, who speaks ill about you or to you, in Matthew 5:44, but I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Also in Luke 6:28, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. Like Shimei did to David. In 2 Samuel 16:5-8, and then verse 13. When King David came to Bahurim, behold, there came out from there a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. He came out cursing continually as he came. He threw stones at David and all the servants of King David, and all the people and all the mighty men were at his right hand and at his left. Thus Shimei said when he cursed, get out, you man of bloodshed and worthless fellow. The Lord has returned upon you all the bloodshed of the house of Saul, in whose place you have reigned. And the Lord has given the kingdom into the hand of your son Absalom. And behold, you are taken in your own evil, for you are a man of bloodshed. So David and his men went on the way, and Shimei went along the hillside parallel with him. And as he went, he cursed and cast stones and threw dust at him. Another person that could be your enemy is anyone who hates you and for some reason despises you. Again, in Matthew 5:44, but I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. And Luke 6:27, but I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. And also in John 15:18-19, if the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, because of this, the world hates you. Another person that could be your enemy is anyone who spitefully uses you, who abuses, treats despitefully, and falsely accuses you. Again, Matthew 5:44. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. In Luke 6:28, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. And also ones that mistreat you in any way like they did Jesus. In Matthew 27:27-30. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole Roman cohort around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. And after twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand, and they knelt down before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! They spat on him and took the reed and began to beat him on the head. Another enemy is anyone who persecutes you. And Matthew 5:44 is a good verse for that as well. Like Saul of Tarsus did to the Christian. In Acts 8:3. But Saul began ravaging the church, entering house after house and dragging off men and women. He would put them in prison. and then Acts 9, 1 and 2. Now Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked for letters from him to the synagogues to Damascus, so that if he found any belonging on the way, both men and women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. So in Acts 22:4, I persecuted this way to the death, binding and putting both men and women into prisons. In Acts 26:9-11, so then I thought to myself that I had to do many things hostile in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, but this is just what I did in Jerusalem. Not only did I lock up many of the saints in prisons, having received authority from the chief priests, but also, when they were being put to death, I cast my vote against them. And as I punished them often in all synagogues, I tried to force them to blaspheme. And being furiously enraged at them, I kept pursuing them even to foreign cities. In Galatians 1:13, for you have heard of my former manner of the life in Judaism, how I used to persecute the church of God beyond measure and try to destroy it. Our enemy can be a family member, a neighbor, a co-worker, or our government representative. In other words, just about anyone who does not like us. Now, another question I want you to ask yourself is, why love your enemy? Well, to be like God. You know, to be sons of our Father who is in heaven. In Matthew 5:45-48, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven, for he caused his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. Therefore, you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. And you know, be like God who is kind to evil and unthankful men. In Luke 6:35-36. But love your enemies and do good, and lend expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great. And you will be sons of the Most High, for he himself is kind to ungrateful and evil men. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. In Romans 5:8-10, but God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more having been reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Colossians 1:21, and although you were formerly alienated and hostile in mind, engaged in evil deeds. Another reason to love your enemy is that we want to be unlike the sinners who love those who love them. In Matthew 5:46-47, for if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? If you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? In Luke 6:32-33, if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. Which is human nature, but we are to be partakers of a divine nature. In 2 Peter 1:4, for by these he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. Ephesians 5:1-2. Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. Also, another reason to love your enemy is to overcome evil. We don't want to let evil overcome you, and overcoming evil by doing good. In Romans 12:20-21, but if your enemy is hungry, feed him, and if he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. There's a couple quotes that I come across. It says, am I not destroying my enemies when I make friends with them? That's a quote from Abraham Lincoln. And another one from Martin Luther King Jr. is, love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend. And the ultimate goal should be to transform our enemies into brethren. Is that not what God did with us? So let us ask now how to love your enemy. By blessing them, as commanded by Jesus, Paul, and Peter, Matthew 5:44. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. In Romans 12:14, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. In 1 Peter 3:9, not returning evil for evil or insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead. For you were called for the very purpose that you might inherit a blessing. Also, another way to love your enemy is by doing good to them, which is taught in both covenants. In Exodus 23:4-5, if you meet your enemy's ox or his donkey wandering away, you shall surely return it to him. If you see the donkey of one who hates you lying helpless under its load, you shall refrain from leaving it to him. You shall surely release it with him. And also in Luke 6:27, but I say to you here, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Which, you know, this has the potential of transforming our enemies. In Proverbs 25:21-22. If your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat. And if he is thirsty, give him water to drink. For you will heap burning coals on his head, and the Lord will reward you. Another way to love our enemy is to pray for them. You know, and Jesus taught this in Luke 6:28. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. As Jesus and his disciples exemplified in Luke 23:34. But Jesus was saying, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they cast lots, dividing up his garments among themselves. In Acts 7:60. Then falling on his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. Having said this, he fell asleep. Another way to love your enemy is with active goodwill, which is the meaning of the word love, agape. It is beautifully defined by Paul in 1 Corinthians 13:4-8. Love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant. It does not act unbecomingly, it does not seek its own. It is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered. Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, but if there are gifts of prophecy, they will be done away. If there are tongues, they will cease. If there is knowledge, it will be done away with. We are not commanded to love our enemies with affection or with affection of hearts, which is experienced in families, expressed among friends, and especially with brethren. We are commanded to love our enemies with the act of the will, displaying active goodwill towards them and blessing them, doing good to them, and praying for them. However, where agape love is consistently shown, it is not unusual for phileo love to gradually develop. Even if not, we still have the duty and privilege to be sons of the Most High in Titus 3:3-7. For we also once were foolish ourselves, disobedient, deceived, enslaved to various lusts and pleasures, spending our life in malice and envy, hateful, hating one another. But when the kindness of God, our Savior, and his love for mankind appeared, he saved us, not on the basis of deeds, which we have done in righteousness, but according to his mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that, being justified by his grace, we would be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. So have you taken the time to respond to the gospel of Christ? If not, why not? What is holding you up? If it is needing more information, then we have plenty of people here that would be more than happy to sit with you and answer any questions that you may have. Maybe you are a Christian and have fallen away, and now is the time to get your life right with God. We can help in either situation. Won't you do that as we please come forward as we stand and sing.